Good morning, everybody. Welcome all of you that are visiting with us today. We're delighted to have you here. We're glad that you're here, and we trust and pray that God will bless us all. And Tommy wants us to have a prayer, especially for mothers. Ah, look at all these mothers got their children, some of them visiting with them. My wife is sitting over there, and she's got, and we both have our two children, along with Mark and Sarah Ann, and I think that's MJ, our grandson. Yeah, he shook his head. It is him. Oh, we're glad to have them along with all. I wish we had time. We'd just mention everybody. We're just glad that you're here, and we trust and pray that God will bless us. Oh, Tim and Tabitha, they have heard me preach so many times. It's unreal. You think you folks have heard a lot. Boy, I'm telling you what, they've put up many, many years of hearing me preach. We're surely glad that you're here, and I do want to make this announcement, lest I forget. Kim Purcell, very special. Last Friday night, after the ladies' Bible class, and I went to pick up my wife. Everybody else had left just about because I was a little bit late getting there. But anyway, Bobby and Elaine and Kim were there. And Kim, when I was talking with her, she turned to me and she said, "I want to make my life right with God." She said, "Would you pray for me?" And I said, "I sure will, Kim." We prayed with her and I told her I'd tell everybody. And Kim, we're thankful and we're just so grateful that people, whenever they decide to make up their mind to make their life right with God, and they do it right then. We're so thankful for that. Now, today being Mother's Day, Tommy wants us to have a prayer for them. I want to tell you something before I do that. We've just got to sing God is so good. My throat's a little bit scratchy this morning, but I think I can get it started. Let's do that, and then I'll have that prayer. Would you stand again, please? Oh, y'all didn't. Eternal God, our Father, which art in heaven, how we rejoice today that we can come on the Lord's Day, come to worship You, and that we have mothers that are so, Father, just consecrated to serving You. We thank You for each one in this assembly this morning, mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, and for all, Father, that are dedicating their lives to serving You and helping all of us. We thank You for them. We pray, Father, that You will help us to love and appreciate the women that are mothers. And they dedicate themselves to doing everything you can for their children. And Lord, we just ask You to be with each one. We thank You and praise You because You've spoken so much in the Bible concerning mothers. Bless them all, especially everyone here under the sound of my voice. And may we always, Father, be grateful for those of us who have had memories of good mothers, and those of us in this building who still have their mothers. And some of the children sitting by them today. And what a joy that is. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So naturally, what I'm going to be preaching on is honoring mothers today. There's a passage over in Luke chapter 1. And it talks about a woman who trusts in the Lord. Is everybody trusting in the Lord? I hope you are. So much is said in the Bible about trusting. Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zechariah. And look what she did. Mary saluted Elizabeth. Mary who? The mother of Jesus. And notice, the Bible says that it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. John the Baptist. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and she said, Blessed art thou among women. What a statement. Mary, you are to be blessed among all women. And here is what Elizabeth is saying. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me and that the mother of my Lord should come to me? The mother of whom? Of my Lord. Mary, she's going to have a child too. And look what the Bible says. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Can you imagine that? Here is Mary. And what is Mary? She's going to have a child. But here is Elizabeth telling what all that child is going to do. And what caused the great rejoicing. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, trust in the Lord, that loves God. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Trust in God, Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Here we find that the Hebrew writer says, But let your covenant light be as becometh the gospel of Christ. Trust in God. Women are told to do that. Men are. All of us are. And today, to all mothers here, may God bless you and strengthen you. There's a poem that says, A mother always understands the things you say and do. She overlooks each of your faults. She finds the best in you. And then a mother's love is a special love. It inspires you each day. She spreads her joy and happiness in her warm and caring way. A mother's all these things and more. There's no greater treasure known. The most precious mother in all the world is the one I call my own. Paul, in writing to Timothy, tells us a beautiful story. I want to talk with you a little bit about that. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois. What's Paul saying here in the very beginning to this man of God, the preacher of the gospel? Look what he's saying. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned, unhypocritical faith that is in you, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. Mothers hold their children's hands for a while, but you know what? Their hearts are there with you forever. In the book of Psalms, chapter 127, It's a passage that says something about mothers. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. It's great to be able to have a child. The fruit of the womb is His reward. Listen again, Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Notice also again in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Mothers are so precious. They mean so much to God. In my heart are many memories of the loving things you've done, Mom. And today I want to tell you that I'm thankful for each one. There's a special memory I'd like to mention too. Ever since I can remember, I remember loving you. Ah, many of us have lost our mothers. You know Charlie Christopher, almost every Mother's Day. I never will forget him. He'd stand up here and he'd tell everybody, if you can't be with your mother today and you can call her, he would say to all you, call her, tell her you love her. Remember Charlie telling us that? And I can also remember when Charlie would say to all of us, because you see, I can't call my mother. She's gone. And if I could, I'd call her today. You do that. I tell you what, it's great to have a mother. And some of us have lost our mothers. But I'll tell you one thing, we will never forget. There's someone that made the statement, a mother is she who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take. She's your mother. Happy Mother's Day then to all the mothers. All that have been mothers in the past, present, or soon to be. And may your day be filled with love, joy, and laughter. Look at God. Honor thy father and mother. All right. What do we need to do for our mothers? Number one, look at it. Show respect, honor. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That is linked with the promise that you may have long life upon the earth if you honor your mother and the father. In Proverbs 23, verses 22 to 25, there's found the statement that begins, hearken to thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Ah, listen again. Exodus 20 and verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I heard of a story, story of a man who was up and he was lecturing to a high school class, junior. A junior high school sciences teacher. And he was discussing about magnets and their properties. And in this class, he made everything so clear, and then it's quite interesting. The next day he gave a quiz. And he told the people that are in his class, he asked them this question. And that is, my name begins with an M. Now he just talked to them about the magnet the day before. Has six letters, and I pick up things. And he asked that class, who am I? Who do you think that most in that class said? No, it was not magnets. It was mother. Who do you think I am? Picked up things. Look what all mothers have done for all of us. Ah. Over half the class replied, mother. Honor thy father, thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Children must never forget this. Their mother. And someone got this together. Mom, I love you at age 10. I love you, Mom. However, at age 14, my mom is so annoying. Ever hear that? At age 18, I want to leave this house. At age 25, Mom, you were so right. At age 30, Mom, please forgive me for not listening to you. at age 50. I don't want to lose my mama. At age 70, Mom, I love you so much. Go through these things. How important are mothers? Happy Mother's Day. The Bible stresses the vital role of women in the transmission of the faith. How important are your mothers as far as their being God-fearing people and teach you? Notice, not only motherhood is vital in the Old Testament, Paul calls out the mother of Timothy and his grandmother. He honors them for being the ones who gave Timothy a vision of what to believe. Look what he says. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, Timothy, a faith that dwelt first in your great-grandmother, her name was Lois, and then in your mother, her name was Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. Why? Because of a mother, because of a grandmother. If you turn over a few pages in 2 Timothy 3, in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 14 through 17, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I want you to look at that verse. What does it say? From a child. What has the mother done? She has instilled in her children. There's Lois, the grandmother. There's Eunice, the mother. And they have faith in God. And from the Scriptures, they have taught Timothy. And that's how he knew the truth about God. There's a touching moment in Romans chapter 16. And as I looked at that section, and there was a man named Rufus. I don't know too much about Rufus. But I know what Rufus had. He had a good mother, and I know why. Because that mother took care of him. But as Paul writes to the Romans in Romans chapter 16, he says effectively, say hello to Rufus and to his mother who was a mother to me. Ah, Buzz, when you look at that, just think of how important that really is. What is this man who is a disciple of God, who is the great Apostle Paul, and he's saying, Rufus, hello, I'm sending you greetings, but be sure to remember your mother, because she, when I was with you, was a mother to me. She was like a mother to him. Whatever that meant for Paul, here he is thanking God for this woman. There are some mothers who have been so blessed to have so many children. In my family, my mom had 9 children. Boy, I tell you what, looking back over, how did she ever have time to say hello to us? I mean, yet she's providing for the food and making sure that everything is. I look back and I stand in amazement at how active she was. Yet there are some who cannot have children. They may adopt children. Those children become theirs. And many times, a couple who cannot have children, you grieve for them because they would really love to have children. But we must never lose sight of time and opportunity. And that is all you children that still have your mothers. Let me tell you, number one, take the time to be with them as much as you can. Take the time to tell them that you love them and thank them for what they've done for you. Every opportunity that you have. You know, time is just one of those things that just flies by. It's here, and nobody can believe hardly it's been 20 years, and it's gone. These children that used to be small children. I never will forget telling Cameron the other night when we were having all the young people over at Matt and Leah's. And Cameron's graduating along with all these others. We have 5, and we certainly appreciate them so very much. But you see that growth right there on my face? That's been on there for a long time. And I remember when I was taking Cameron in the back there, I'd have him up in my arms, And we'd come out and he'd take his little finger like this and touch that. Just like that. Now, this is the characteristics of a McDaniels. I can't help it. It's just there. But I told him the other night. I said, remember that? He does. Where was the time gone since he was just a small child? How fast it goes. We only have a little time. There's in Psalms chapter 990, this psalm just over and over tells us that. The word generation is used. The word everlasting is used. The word years is used. The word yesterday is used. The word night is used. The morning word is used. The evening word. And then the days. And though you have 70, that's 70. And so many of you have reached that already. But look what he says. If by reason of strength, God gives you 80. Some of us have met that. Then what do? The days are over. And we fly away. Friend, use every opportunity, every day, every morning, every night, and be grateful and let your mother know how important she is and for what all she's done. Someone suggested the following. Mother is one who will nourish, love, and care for her children. A mother is a night watchman as she keeps an ear out for her children's cry at night. And she will immediately spring out of bed to comfort them. A mother is a doctor and a nurse all rolled into one. No matter what kind of pain a child has, it's only a mother's kiss that can make them feel better. But then look what else they have to say too concerning a mother. A mother is a great comforter when her child wakes up from a bad dream or bad weather. A mother is a great encourager who gives her children what they need to succeed. Even though a mother's overworked and underpaid, she doesn't complain. She would work her fingers to the bone for her children. She's willing to come to their rescue no matter what the cause. Why? Because she truly, truly loves them. Question. What gift today can you give your mother? What is the most wonderful thing to your mother? I would suggest to you, you're serving God. In Matthew 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What gift can a mother give to a child that is worth everything to him or her? To have a mother that she can stand up in the crowd and say, hey, that's my mom. That's my mother. She's a child of God. She loves the Lord. She's given her life and service unto God. That's why the gospel is so important on Mother's Day and every day. Hear it, Romans 10, 17. Believe it, Mark 16, 15 and 16. Repent, Acts 17, 30 and 31. Confess Christ, Matthew 10, 32 and 30. Be baptized for the remission of your sins, 1 Peter 3, 20. And be faithful. Show your children. Let all of us be just faithful to our Lord. So someday, heaven might be our home when we die. I told y'all last week that I went to the concert that MJ got up and he was singing a song and he had a prayer. But in this concert, they used this particular thing concerning just being you. If I were a bird, I could fly high as the stars in the sky. But a bird I'll never be. So I'm happy, you see, just being me. Just being me. Being me, being free, being all I can be. I can pass every test because I'm giving my best just being me. Being me. If I were a bell, I could chime, ring, ding-a-ling, all the time. But a bell, I'll never be. So I'm happy, you see, Just being me. Being me. Being me, being free. Being all I can be. I can pass every test because I'll give it my best. Just being me. Being me. I can always be myself better than anybody else. Just being me. Being me. That's all God wants you to do. Just being you. That's all He asks of any of us. When you come to Him, He'll make you what you ought to be. As you obey the gospel, you're added to the kingdom of God. As you walk with Him each day, He's promised to be with you in everything. Ah, that's His invitation to mothers. That's His invitation to fathers. That's His invitation to sons and daughters. The power is in obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're in this assembly this morning, you've never obeyed the gospel, won't you do that this morning? And if you've been unfaithful, won't you ask God to forgive you? Let us pray with you and for you. May God bless all of our mothers. May God bless all fathers. May God bless us all as we serve Him. Won't you come while together we stand and while we sing to Him?